Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and one of the takeaways from the Federal Reserve, and most people start yawning. Federal Reserve, okay, they're going to lower interest rates. Yeah, they did. So the question is, well, what does that really mean? So we're leaning on Michael Godwin, who is the Chief Investment Officer at Fragasso Financial Advisors here in Pittsburgh. Michael, welcome back to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to speak with you again.
So the Federal Reserve, there's been a push for them to lower interest rates. They did for the second time this year, but it's a quarter point. Please illuminate for all of us. What does this actually mean for me, day to day, or anybody listening?
Yeah, good question, Larry. And again, thanks for bringing me on for when I need to make people yawn, as you said before.
I'm sorry. No, we're leaning on you to make it live.
I'll do my best here. So to be honest with you, Larry, what it means for anybody who has a loan that's tied to short-term interest rates, which is what the Fed controls, that could be anything from a car loan, could be your credit card interest rates. If you have a HELOC, which is a home equity line of credit, even small businesses or businesses across the U.S., often their rate is tied to short-term Fed funds rate. Those could all see reprieves in how much they need to pay back to the banks. Now, where the question I get probably the most is, what does this mean for mortgages maybe going forward? The mortgage rate, Larry, is usually pretty closely tied to the U.S. 10-year bond, which the Fed doesn't really control. They do it so indirectly. But yesterday, we actually saw that rate go up a little bit when the Federal Reserve cut interest rates. So I don't expect to see a lot of downward movement in the mortgage rates in the near term.
I think a lot of people, Michael, have been waiting. Speaking of mortgage rates, they've been so high for so long now. But we got spoiled because there was this wave of refinancing that went on, and some people got mortgage rates in that 2% range back in the day. We're not going to return to those days, it doesn't look like, anytime soon.
I don't see us returning there at all for you're right. Maybe not, I don't want to say in our lifetimes, Larry, but not in the near foreseeable future at all. The problem with the housing market, I know this is not really where we're going, but even if you get a couple rate cuts and it does lower mortgage rates by a quarter of a point or even half of a percentage point, that still doesn't really help first-time home buyers or new home buyers all that much, given the fact that home prices have gone up by about 50% since COVID. So that's a huge jump in home prices, and it's great to save a little bit on your mortgage, but half of a percentage point isn't going to do as much as one would hope in that scenario.
But at least, I guess, the takeaway is it's stabilized those because the interest rates kept going up. The Fed kept raising the rates over a several-year period, and that wasn't good either.
Well, the Fed had no choice but to raise rates off of the zero lower amount. Rates were zero coming out of COVID. In 2022, they went embarked on a rate hiking cycle, increasing rates a bit because inflation, you know, we fed the monetary system, we fed the economy with so much money after COVID to stimulate the economy that inflation was starting to get a little bit out of control. So the Fed had to raise rates to really tamper that down. And then you start to see, you know, mortgage rates go up from, you know, what we talked about in the 2% range all the way up to 7%. And it's come down a little bit since then. But, you know, the Federal Reserve has a mandate, two mandates. One, it's to make sure that the economy is humming along, meaning, you know, we're at full employment. And the other one is to maintain price stability. So they want inflation at around, you know, 2% or so per year. And the worry with the markets right now is the reason why those 10-year bonds didn't come down yesterday, they actually went up, is because the market is still a little bit worried about what the inflation outlook is going to be like over the next 6 months to a year or so.
We're not fully settled in on what the impact of all the tariffs will be. We're not there yet.
That is 100% correct. I mean, I think what people are realizing, and even Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, said yesterday, is the impact of inflation from tariffs, if there is one. One, it's not as high as most people initially feared. And secondly, it's taking longer to actually see in the data than also most people had anticipated. So there's still going to be, it's still in a wait and see approach to see what inflation is going to do because of the tariffs that have been enacted so far this year.
Michael, thank you. And it was not boring.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate that.
All right. Michael Godwin, Chief Investment Officer at Fragasso Financial Advisors here in Pittsburgh. I hope that helps everybody kind of understand, because you hear so much about it. The Fed, it helps. I guess at the end of the way, the takeaway is it helped a little.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.